Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. As promised, we are on the Nature Island for Dominica Dive Fest 25th year anniversary. Jared the Diver Guy's with me. First time in Dominica, and already he's already had his first kabuli. How you feeling?
Oh, it's great. What's going on, Dominica?
Yeah, this is a pretty cool place, isn't it?
Yes, love it.
You haven't seen anything yet. We just got started. We checked into the Ocean Edge Hotel, which is formerly Castle Comfort before the hurricane came, and then they redid this place. They renamed it. It's really nice. We just had a nice meal. I'm with Mermaid Kristen and Milena. Milena, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fabulous. This is so wonderful to be here. I mean, it's just lush and beautiful. I mean, it's my first time here. It's amazing.
Just the drive from the airport is an adventure, you know, and you see all the luscious green, rainforest type stuff. And you know, I was real anxious to see what it looked like after the hurricane because I haven't been here since. And it's all grown back. It's all green. It's overgrown. It looks pretty much the way it did almost before, you know, the last time I was here about 5 years ago. Now, Mermaid Kristen's with us. This is the first time for her to the Nature Island as well. So far, so good.
So far, so good. Like Melina said, it was, and you said, it was definitely an adventure coming over from the airport to the hotel, and I can't wait to see the rest.
Yeah, you know, you have to land on the international airport in Dominica, and then you travel on a cab. It takes about an hour or so because the roads wind through the mountaintops of Dominica, and it takes a little while. It's like driving through the Smokies, which I did that last week. So, after a few minutes, you might feel a little woozy. But, you know, you look out the window, enjoy the scenery. It's a good adventure.
It's an everyday drive for me, Greg.
Well, it is. You felt like you were at home, didn't you, Jerry?
Yes.
I'll wait till you see all the stuff underwater because, you know, I have rated Dominica as my favorite dive destination literally on the planet. USA Today asked me this a few years ago, and I put together the list, and Dominica came out on top. It was a God's honest truth. That's just how I felt about the island and the diving. And, you know, I've been around the Caribbean. I've been around the world. I've seen a lot. And, there's different elements that, you know, appeal to me. Topside, Dominica's spectacular. We're going to be talking about the hot springs, the rainforest, the rivers, the waterfalls. They have just literally like hundreds of them. It's crazy what they have. This is the most volcanic island in the world, not just the Caribbean or the Pacific. The world, Dominica, has like 10 volcanoes that are kind of in dormant state. I mean, they're active, but there's not like lava flow and stuff. But they got these hot springs and steam vents and things you can go up and enjoy on your surface interval that really set Dominica apart from pretty much any other island I've ever been to. And down below the waterline, it's really, and you know, it's just, it'll blow your mind, Jerry, because, you know, the thing is, we were in Ceiba and St. Kitts, Montserrat.
Just
a few weeks ago, and we're enjoying that, and we saw a lot of cool stuff. We're going to see a lot of the same critters, a lot of the same corals and that kind of thing, except they're going to be condensed and just so compacted, you're going to go, holy crap. I mean, it's like you'll see 20 things on one dive that would take you, you know, four or five dives to see it in other places in the Caribbean. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what we want, though. You know, smack it right in your face. Let's go.
Sensory overload. Now, Milena, She has been around the block a time or two. I mean that from a diving perspective.
I'm a seasoned mermaid.
Okay, yeah, and but she dives a lot. You have a dive shop where?
Oh, absolutely. It's Chesapeake Bay Diving in Virginia Beach. And actually, my logo's got a mermaid, and it's right next to the City of Mermaids. So, it's a passion that I absolutely love. It's the hobby of being a mermaid and a scuba diver, and it's really supporting the ocean environment.
Yeah, well, and they also run, trips.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You have mermaids on board, like a liveaboard trip you do in the Bahamas every year.
It's an annual mermaid retreat that really it's every single year, and we kind of held off 1 year, and they wanted back, so it's every year.
Yeah, but you're always looking for new places to go, and you'd never been to Dominica, and
this place has so many waterfalls, and it's screaming mermaids, and I just cannot wait to get the tails just splashing in those waters.
Absolutely. Now we've done this many times before. For Dive Fest, it's the first time back in a few years because the hurricane kind of derailed things a little bit. But it is the 25th anniversary of Dominica Dive Fest, and once again, Milena, Kristen, and Jerry the Diver Guy, all three of them have never been to the Nature Island before. I have. I know what is in store. They filmed Pirates of the Caribbean here many years ago, Pirates 1 and 2, and we're going to visit some of those sites that are just spectacular places to visit.
Pirates.
They kind of go hand in hand, or, one seduces the other. Is that right, Kristen?
That's very, very right.
Yes, very right. She's just having a picture of, like, Johnny Depp in her eyes. I can just see it in your face.
Oh, you love the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes, okay, all right. So, yeah, I'm sure he wouldn't have much to complain about if he saw you guys hanging out in the waterfalls of Dominica as well, I guess.
No, I doubt that. I don't think he'd have very much of a problem with it at all.
Right. Well, wait till you guys see it. You're going to be blown away. I mean, we're kind of talking about the topside stuff, and that's what really kind of sets Dominica apart in my mind, because I went up there. I've experienced these hot springs that they have. This volcanic activity makes everything so lush. I mean, literally, you can live off the land here in Dominica. I mean, papaya, bananas, and callaloo, which is like a spinach type thing. What's your name? We're sent here at the bartender here at Ocean Edge. What's your name?
Shama.
Am I saying it? Callaloo? Isn't that the right vegetable? That's a tasty, like, spinach-like vegetable that grows wild here, and everybody eats it, right?
Yes, it is.
Makes it into a great soup or just something to mix in with other stuff, right?
Well, mostly soup with crab.
Mostly soup with cream a little bit kind of thing? What?
Crab in there.
Oh, crab. Callaloo and crab soup. No, she's making me hungry. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, and it's really good for you, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Very healthy. And God knows we're going to have something to counteract all the kabuli we plan to drink this week. And God knows it might be mixed in with a little bit of rum. The kabuli and the callaloo is both green, Jerry. So it's part of the vegetable group.
The kabuli comes in a green bottle.
That's what I just said. And if you look through it at sunset, you might even see a green flash.
You drink enough of it, you'll see all kinds of flashes.
Well, we'll see how the week goes. You never know when you're hanging out with Jerry the Diver Guy and a couple of mermaids in Dominica.
The mermaid is enjoying kabuli right now.
Yeah, she is. They're getting socially lubricated, as you would, do when you're not diving in between Dive Fest events. But, there's a lot to take in topside. But diving-wise, also, Milena, you're a free dive instructor, correct?
I am. They're totally wonderful sports, totally different. And it's just like, which one do I want to do today?
Yeah, you never know. But it does kind of cross over into the mermaiding thing because you can, hold your breath for a long time, take pictures and video and stuff like that. And we might be doing some of that this week. You're going to check that box, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking forward to checking a lot of boxes.
There you go. What about you, Kristen? What do you hope to see this week? I know you've done a lot of Googling on Dominica, but is there anything that stands out? You already mentioned the waterfalls when we're heading through the.
That's what I was going to say. Was the waterfalls.
So what is it? Just you like that scene? You just want to go to these places like the Emerald Pool or Teetu Gorge or something like that?
Yeah, I just want to see all these cool waterfalls, natural I don't know. I just think that they're really pretty and the pools and stuff. I see all the pool pictures of the cool clear water pools and stuff, and it just makes me jealous, and I've been dying to go to one, so I'm excited to have the chance to.
Well, we're going to make that happen. Now, once again, we're standing literally on the dock or restaurant here at Ocean Edge.
What a beautiful view. view.
Yeah, beautiful view of the water. The dive boats are anchored right here from Dive Dominica. We're going to be diving with them this week.
Sunset off here, too.
Yeah, you got a sunset. And actually, right here off this dock, last time I was here, we had a big encounter with a school of squid.
Look at this.
And those are fun.
Look at this view, Greg.
He's looking through the Kabuli bottle.
Looking. Watch it.
Green flash. Hey, now. Put your shirt back on. That was not the kind of flash I was expecting to see, and it made things very uncomfortable for all of us, Jerry. Please, don't do that. But, yeah, the Kabuli bottles are green like a Heineken thing. You look at them, look at the sunset, you might see a green flash. Have you ever done that? Mark that one off the list there, Milena.
You know, mermaids are always looking out at sea, and we see a lot of flashes. Oh, that might be our shell tops. I'm sorry.
Yes. Well, wardrobe malfunctions. We don't want any of those,
no,
do we,
no,
Kristen?
No, no. We like to keep our shells
on. I'm going to make sure that my starfish stay nice and secure.
Okay.
I had a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, if we could only keep him from having the wardrobe malfunction. It just makes things awkward, uncomfortable. And things, but hey, that's what happens when you bring Scuba Radio to Dominica, and we're going to cover more of it, so stick around. We're just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving from Dominica Dive Fest 25th year anniversary.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Dominica is nicknamed the Nature Island, as it is the most rugged and densely forested of all the Caribbean islands. I mean, a huge chunk of the Pirates of the Caribbean 2 and 3 were filmed here. Yeah, remember Pelagosto? Dominica. The Voodoo Lady's House? Dominica. Isla Cruces? Dominica.
Dominica. Yeah, that's where we are, here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master with the Scuba Radio crew. We've just completed our first dive in Dominica for Dominica Dive Fest 25th year anniversary. I got Simon Walsh with Nature Island Dive with me right now, who he hosted our crew for our first dive in Dominica. How you doing, buddy?
Awesome, Greg. Very good.
It was amazing experience. I loved it. You know, it was everything, and then some of what I expected. I kind of had an idea what to, you know, expect underwater, but the three newbies as part of our Scuba Radio crew, this was a brand new experience for them.
And also, it's your first dive post-Maria, right?
It is.
Yeah, it's good for you to see that the reefs are in great shape, and we saw turtles and frogfish. And
that's what I had heard. You know, Jerry Beatty had filed reports. We had some folks from Carolina a few weeks ago that had been out here, and so I kind of had an idea of what to expect, and it definitely lived up to the expectations. And then some first dive, we see a frogfish. That's not a common occurrence anywhere in the Caribbean. And first dive in Dominica, there it is, no big deal. You know, and it was, of course, we were greeted by a turtle before we even jumped in the water. He said, "Hey, come on in, the water's fine." So, you know, that's just what happens here on the Nature Island. You're kind of jaded in that regard, aren't you, Simon? Come on.
Just another day.
Just another day in paradise, no doubt. Now, Jerry the Diver Guy, first time in Dominica, what do you think?
Absolutely beautiful. Love it.
You've seen a little bit of topside, but the dive, what did you think of the dive?
It's killer. I mean, beautiful reefs, lots of fish, a frogfish right off the bat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great.
It only gets better, just more of the same, which is pretty intense for sure. Milena, Mermaid Milena, she runs a dive shop up in Virginia, or where is it again?
Virginia Beach, Virginia.
All right. So this is your first time diving here in Dominica. What are your first thoughts?
Well, I mean, you think about a storm, you're always wondering what the underwater sea life is going to look like, and it looks like it's just not been touched. I mean, the barrel sponges look like they've been there for hundreds of years.
They probably have.
Yeah,
by the way, Simon, what was the name of the dive site?
Dangle Bend's Pinnacles.
Dangle Bend's.
Yeah. Ask me to spell it.
Yeah.
Next question everybody always has. And how do you spell that? Dangle Bend's Pinnacles.
Yeah. Dangle Bend's
Absolutely
Pinnacles.
Yeah. Mind-blowing. It was so healthy looking.
It was. The barrel sponges was as big as us.
And the colors. The colors were outstanding. The oranges just popped.
Yeah. You know, when you compare it to like places in the Pacific where it's known for color, what's unique about Dominica is you get a lot of that color. And that was one of the things that I know drew Simon to the area, is that you were actually looking at Fiji back in the day when you were deciding where you wanted to live in the world. And Fiji was on the list. And then you came across Dominica and it had a lot of those elements of Fiji. It was like, hey, it's closer. I can get here. I can go there. And then this is where you ended up, right?
Yeah, this is where I ended up. Maybe not the easiest place to get to, but it's worth it to take the time to travel here.
Well, you know, after you've been through a hurricane a couple of years ago, Maria, you know, it has a tendency to eat at you. And Simon's been through the ringer a few times because of that. But, hey, you guys are well on your way back to, I don't know, normality. Is that the right word, maybe? Or paradise, I guess, here in Dominica.
We say the new normal.
The new normal, exactly. But it's a beautiful place. It really is amazing. And honestly, I got to say, so far, I mean, we're just at the beginning of our adventure. What I've seen so far, you know, pre-Maria, I'm very, very encouraged at what we're seeing. It looks really nice, and it's not a dramatic difference from the paradise I remember from my last adventure. Okay, so Kristen is with us as well, Mermaid Kristen. First dive for her in Dominica. Your thoughts?
It was great. I had a really great time. Everything was beautiful, like everyone said. Tons of fish. Huge fish. Just huge.
Yeah. A lot of fish. We saw these big yellowtails. They were massive.
Yeah, biggest ones I've seen. Biggest ones I've
seen. We caught a couple lionfish. We may have a lionfish sandwich here later at Nature Island Dive. They made, they serve these things up as little specialties, and maybe even Simon Walsh's famous lionfish ceviche. Is that on the menu this afternoon, Simon? I'm putting you on the spot.
I think it has to be now, Greg.
Exactly. Yeah, or he'll have his son do it. Andrew's here on summer break. Andrew, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. Glad you're diving here with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Last time I saw Andrew, he was about half the size he is now, and actually he's taller than me, which is it makes me feel it's like, look, this was like 3 years ago. That's what I'm going with. It was maybe a little bit longer than that. But anyway, but you're back in college, but you're on summer break, spending it here in Dominica, right?
Yeah, I mean, Dominica is a perfect place for summer vacation. I love coming here diving. I'm doing my Dive Master course right now.
So. Excellent. Yeah, it'll be Andrew the Dive Master next time I see him. You know, the thing I don't understand, Andrew, is why did you leave in the first place? Why, just because you had to get some education, I guess, right?
Yeah, I had to go to school, you know, see a little bit more of the world than just Dominica, but I haven't seen many places more beautiful than this so far. So.
Well, let me tell you from experience, you're not going to find any place more beautiful than Dominica. So once you get through this whole schooling thing back in the States, you might end up back. Who knows what will happen, right?
Who knows? Yeah, anything's possible.
Well, thank you.
He's makes setting the bar really high for the diving here.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's a beautiful place for sure. And, you know, he's here on summer break, and he just made me a banana smoothie and a mango. What was it? A mango papaya?
Mango papaya smoothie, yep.
Smoothie for Jerry the Diver Guy. And so he definitely has something to fall back on if this whole, you know, college thing doesn't work out.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Making smoothies and taking divers diving in Dominica, right?
Smoothies, diving, and lionfish sandwiches.
Yeah. We got to try those a little bit later for sure. So what do you think?
Well, you know, just watching the process of how your meal is prepared here. I mean, you know, we get to see the lionfish and then have an educational experience of seeing how it's cleaned is really cool.
Well, not only that, I came across a new thing for lionfish. Not only did we grab a few, we had a few that were snagged on the dive that we did. We had a lionfish huntress on board, and she is actually just relocated here from the States to Dominica, and you are on a mission to snag a few, right?
Yep, that's it.
We went to a very popular site, and you guys keep them culled, so we didn't see a lot, but we saw a few. We got, what, like six on this dive?
Six on this dive.
And she was cleaning them. She showed us the process of how she cleans them here in Dominica, and they'll serve them up as ceviche or these lionfish sandwiches that are very popular here in Nature Island Dive's new coffee shop. Is that what this is?
Yeah, so it's Bottom Time Cafe and Nature Island Dive.
There you go. And not only does she fillet them, but she turns the fins into jewelry. So is this something you created on your own, or you saw some other folks doing it? Like, hey, I'm going to bring this to Dominica, or
no,
what?
I saw quite a few other people who are in the lionfish industry, I guess you could call it, doing the lionfish jewelry. I just have made it my own version.
That's cool. And what do you call it?
Lionfish jewelry.
Oh, of course. You know, keep it simple, stupid. Right, I'm with you.
Well, we got mermaids here, and mermaids like shiny. And when we see all the jewelry, Mermaid Kristen over here and myself, we had to definitely kind of, you know, stock up on some mermaid jewelry here. It's great.
Yeah, well, you know, taking the fins or like the tail off of the lionfish when you clean it, and you dry it out in the sun, and then you paint it or make it, and it really is an amazing looking jewelry. Cool idea, lionfish jewelry. Not online yet, I assume. You got to come to Dominica to get it, right?
Come to Dominica to get it, yep. Come to Nature Island Dive to get your lionfish jewelry.
Well, there you go. What a cool souvenir that would be from your adventure on the Nature Island. We got more to share with you next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm in Dominica for Dive Fest 25th year anniversary edition. And man, what a way to start the adventure. We have already had two fantastic dives here in the Scott's Head area with Nature Island Divers. Second dive right next to the landmark pinnacle there at the end of the island. And just beautiful. You jump in, it just opens up into this, like, you know, crack in the reef, and you dive down, and you know, there's a spotted moray just out in the open, you know, not even under a ledge or in a hole, just out in the open, like sunbathing or something. And like, hey, take my picture, I'm here for you. And then right next to it, a spotted, a coral banded shrimp. And just, oh man, the marine life is just unbelievable. And on the first dive, now we saw six lionfish. We talked about those earlier. And sure enough, she turned them into jewelry and to lionfish sandwiches that we have just devoured. Jerry, the diver guy, I don't know, was this your first lionfish sandwich, Jerry? Yeah, okay, he doesn't want to talk to me. He's still digesting. But, you know, I've had it before, but this was like, hey, it's the best it gets. It's fresh. That's the way to catch the lionfish and then cook it up, save the reef, and then enjoy, a bountiful feast. What do you think, Milena?
I say the lionfish here in Dominica are very tasty.
They are good. They have a special recipe. Just did it up. Kristen is devouring part of her lionfish now. She's not a big lionfish or just fish fan. But in this case, now that you've had fresh lionfish, you've eaten half your sandwich. What do you think, Kristen?
I think that I'm going to have another one.
Yeah, she's like, don't talk to me. I'm eating. Okay. And so this has become very popular here in the little shop that you've set up next to the dive shop. Right, Simon?
Yeah, it's become challenging now with as you see, we're not seeing many lionfish out on the reefs anymore. But the demand for them in the sandwich shop has just exploded. So now we're struggling to actually find enough lionfish to kill to make sandwiches out of. So it's a good situation to be in.
Keeping the lionfish at bay in the popular dive sites, that's a good thing for the environment, and it's a good thing for our tummies. When you come to Dominica, you got to have a lionfish sandwich. Oh, my gosh. More coming up as we celebrate Dominica Dive Fest's 25th year anniversary next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
My husband and I got married in St. Croix. And when we were driving around, we asked the taxi driver, if you could live anywhere in the Caribbean, where would it be? And he said, Dominica.
Dominica is an island where the people don't sleep at all. Enjoying myself with so much good people. No place in the world like 767. But if we sing the chorus, no.
Home, I'm already home.
Yes, I got to tell you, Dominica is turning into home here for the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Definitely that is the case this week as we celebrate the 25th year anniversary of Dominica Dive Fest. Now, I'm here with the Scuba Radio crew, Greg the Dive Master, Jared the Diver Guy, Mermaid Milena, and Kristen. So I have been taking these guys around the Nature Island because I've been here a few times before, and I know some of the highlight spots, some of the hot spots that you got to mark off the list if you get an opportunity to get to Dominica. And one of those places is where we are right now. We're halfway through a river cruise that you can take into the jungle of Dominica. And this is one of the places where they film Pirates of the Caribbean, the shack that the voodoo princess, anybody know what her name was?
Calypso.
Calypso. Calypso. Okay, so there is actually a little shack they built as part of the movie that is on the on the way on this river cruise, and we're going to stop by and see that in just a bit. But we are actually at a bar deep in the rainforest of Dominica, halfway through our river cruise, with James. They call him 007. He's our guide on the riverboat cruise, rowing and giving us a little story behind the fauna, the marine life and stuff here on the interior of Dominica. How you doing there, James?
I'm doing okay, so Fanyo.
I am great, and you are a great guide, and you're giving us the story. You actually brought those guys back in here from Pirates of the Caribbean, Johnny Depp and all those folks.
Yeah, well, I do, and I'm pretty much, us calling me 007 means that I didn't give any of these guys a competition, but I really enjoy being with them.
Yeah.
As I was saying to you guys on the boat, that I really had that experience, and I was so happy that to be the guide of Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom, and Keira Knightley, so pretty, and of course being to see the part with Calypso with that voodoo. You know, the thing is that watching the movie on television was already exciting for me,
right?
And seeing that Dominica, that is basically chosen, and the part that being chosen is places like my little flower garden, that makes me really had a good time with these guys.
Yeah, well, is that what this is? Is the flower garden? Is that what you're talking about, or
well,
what?
Well, just saying, like, most of the areas, because with the Pirates of the Caribbean shoot on the island, it was two movies making at the same time, and that's 80% of part two and three. So I call every part of Dominica my little flower garden. Being as an ambassador means you have that general knowledge of your island, and you know the stuff. So I call every part of Dominica, which is beautiful in its own unique way, my little flower garden. So I'm saying that with Pirates of the Caribbean, every part, like running after Johnny Depp on that number one beach, I know that beach like from baby, going to the Hampstead area, which it was a private land, but seeing that the family was in my tongue, that means I know the guys pretty good.
Yeah.
So the estate is like, I used to go and have some fruits. Well, I won't pick it. I wait for it to fall. Then I have no excuse.
Yeah, I mean, everything grows here. And yeah. So they can eat it, you know, so right off the ground, as long as it doesn't stay down there too long, right?
Well, So there was that little meal they had with the moose lassies or cassava, and pretty much Johnny Depp was rolling on that wheel. Of course, it's like that was the little factory that I'd known for even as growing a little boy and seeing that making the movie on that wheel. I say, I know that wheel.
That's right. So send me the check. You know, now that they got all the money, they're supposed to send you money for all that stuff, all that consulting you provided to the Pirates of the Caribbean folks. But, yeah, I tell you, it's magical. It is like walking onto a movie set of the Pirates of the Caribbean when you see all these mangrove-like trees growing into the river and stuff. It's really just a magical place all the way around, both topside, like what we're experiencing now on our surface interval, but, of course, below water. And we're going to talk about that here in just a bit. Was spectacular. We're on the north side of the island right now. Is that right there, James?
Yes, we are. We are right.
Yeah.
There.
So we took about an hour drive from our base operations there at Ocean Edge Hotel, and went over there and did some dives with Kribritz Dive Center today. And man, they took us to a site on the north end here that blew my mind. I've been here. This is like my fifth time to Dominica, and obviously the other folks in our group haven't been to Dominica at all, but I was shocked because the second dive we did, it was just spectacular. That was really something. It might have been the best dive I've had in Dominica yet, and that's saying something because the sun wasn't out. We had a little bit of overcast. The sun wasn't like penetrating through the water column and lighting up the reef, but even without that feature, we still saw some amazing stuff in geography underwater. What do you think, Milena?
I was just blown away. I mean, Greg, we were on an island that is known for volcanic rock, and I wasn't expecting to hop in the water and look at beautiful sponges and corals, and it was like a juvenile fish oasis. I mean, it was just pumping with life.
Yeah, really spectacular stuff. And we're going to talk to some divers from the UK that are here for Dive Fest this week as well. We're going to get more into the diving. But where we are right now is just a magical place. Kristen, have you ever been to some place like this before where you're looking around and we're in a bar in the middle of the rainforest? What do you think of this?
I think it's great. I've never been to a place like this before, and I absolutely love it. I think that just being surrounded by all the jungle and all the flowers and rivers and everything is just awesome. I'm kind of just like
trying to soak it all in. Yeah. It's hard to describe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's extremely hard to describe. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah, now James, he cut up a coconut, and he's making some stuff with a leaf or something. I don't know. He's making all kinds of crazy stuff. But he's already cut up some fresh coconut for us that he's going to have us try after we have a drink of dynamite. So is that what this is? Is that what they said? This is dynamite. This is a drink. This is a specific type of rum drink, or is it a specific type of rum? What's your name, by the way?
My name is Umari Burton. I from Dominica. I born and raised in Dominica. I'm a bartender up the Indian River Bush Bar.
Okay, so that's where we are, the Indian River Bush Bar. Yep. And so this particular drink that he sold us before we started recording is called Dynamite, right? And what is in this?
No, Dynamite is a most famous punch up the Indian River Bush Bar, right? And it is the only rum punch that you get here on the island. Now, this rum punch, I'm going to tell you about this rum punch.
Yes, tell us. This is something that divers need to know. You know, when they're done with their day of diving, they can have a couple of these. But maybe it's two and done or one and done when you have one of these particular dynamite drinks.
Okay, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Now, this dynamite rum punch is made up of gooseberries. Now, some of you guys may be familiar with gooseberries, right?
I've heard of them.
Okay.
Okay, the gooseberry tails? I don't know. That's all I know. Yeah, right. Yeah. So, okay, so it's a berry that grows here on the island, right?
Right. And what we do, we boil the gooseberries to extract the juice out of the gooseberries. And while it's boiling, we add like spices, nutmegs, sugar to it. And after we're done, we add other citrus fruits like lime. We also add vanilla essence, kenip, and our local rum we have here on the island, Sweet.
Okay, so canips are a little candy fruit that right. The kids were selling. We got some of that. We got some sugar cane. But all of that, those ingredients that you mix into this dynamite drink are grown right here on the,
island,
super fresh. And then you mix it in with some of the local rum.
Right.
Which the local rum is what? Which one?
Well, the local rum, it's made up of sugar cane, and its name is Makushri.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, this is something you got to mark off the list. Now, everybody's been taking a sip. I took a sip while he was talking. I was multitasking, drinking and talking and doing scuba radio for once.
You don't drink it, I'm going to drink it.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, while in Dominica, you do as the Dominicans, right, Milena?
Oh, absolutely, but I'm not sure if I can have the 1, 2, and 3 on the floor.
Yeah, he said 1 is great, 2 is really good, 3 is like we'll find you somewhere passed out in the bushes. Is that right, James?
Yeah. Because with experience, I've seen people.
Yes, well, he's met a lot of tourists. They're all lightweight.
Jungle looks great, but I don't know if I want to be stuck here alone with everyone leaving.
Yeah, well, you know, you probably won't, just like in the movies.
We also have a little house on the other side there.
Right.
Which basically were like a motel.
Oh, you could stay here if you wanted.
Well, of course you can stay there. Or if you
they don't recommend it,
maybe,
but if you pass
after
out.
After 3 dynamites. But
yeah, after 3 dynamites, you have no choice.
You can pull you up there to that height, yeah.
Right, understood. Okay, so they got a plan B for you, just in case you overindulge while in Dominica. But it's a cool place. It really is magical. This is so unique to any island I've been to in the Caribbean. That's why I love Dominica so much. And, man, it really has a lasting impression on me. And the 3 newbies I brought along with me this week. All right, look. We're going to get into the diving and go visit the voodoo princess from the Pirates of the Caribbean here in just a bit. So that's all coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
It's dynamite.
Hey, down.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. Reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
The Florida Keys offers many underwater attractions. However, one of those is uniquely land-based at the History of Diving Museum in Isla Mirada, Florida. The History of Diving Museum focuses on man's quest to explore under the sea and is home to one of the largest collections of historic diving equipment in the world. Immerse yourself in a free series of diving presentations and programs every month. Plan your visit now at divingmuseum.org. The History of Diving Museum is brought to you by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council. Mile marker 83, Isla Mirada, Florida Keys.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm making 9 knots. I should have been in Fiji in less than a week. Well, the first piece of land I saw wasn't Fiji, was it? No, it was here, this island.
Cause no matter where we go, I
light. You were always gonna be my star.
Yes, there's no doubt that he has. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are celebrating 25 years of Dominica Dive Fest here on the Nature Island. Just having an amazing time. You know, I was here about 4 or 5 years ago before Hurricane Maria. It's definitely bounced back. It's what I, you know, fell in love with in the first place, and I'm so happy to see what has happened here in Dominica since the hurricane, which is pretty much, it's the same. It's the same beautiful place I fell in love with those years ago. And it's nice to bring along some new crew to experience this for the first time for themselves. So Milena is with me. We just had a great dive with Cabritz. But I want to back up a little bit because one of the things we kind of, you know, got out of sequence and when we were doing the radio show was on the first day after doing some dives with Nature Island Diving over at Scott's Head, we had lunch, we had lionfish, we went and did some other cool stuff, and then we finished the day out at the Tequin Glow Show, which is a hot spring up in the mountains of Dominica. And, you know, back in the day, Woody took me up to this place. We went up there, and we just had an amazing time. Milena, I know I sold this pretty hard to you guys. Hey, we got to do this. And sure enough, we worked it out and ended up, we were there longer than I thought we were supposed to be. They had to come find us. Like, hey, what happened to my passengers in my cab here? You know, the cabbie had to, we're going to actually talk to him in just a bit. But that was something, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I had no idea where we were going. We were winding and twisting up and down these little roads. And then all of a sudden, we just kind of pulled into this little area. And I was like, where are we? There's a little shack. We signed in. We were introduced to bush rum. That was my very first experience.
That's right.
Goodness. Yeah. And then we went in, we walked down to these little hot springs that were, which I guess I'm going to call it hot, medium, and cold.
Well, Tequin Glow Show, and I was talking to our driver, and he was telling me that stands for little corner of hot springs or hot water, and that's what it translates into. And this is a little unique place on the planet that the volcanic activity here in Dominica permeates up and creates these hot springs, and then they channel the hot water into these man-made cement ponds or jacuzzis or something via bamboo shoots. It is an elaborate plumbing system that they have combined nature and some ingenuity in and create this just magical place in the rainforest. It's really something to see, and something that I've never ever gotten over as far as spending your surface interval, and that's one of the best things on the thing. Well, best things you can do in Dominica, let alone the world, I think.
I mean, you're sitting in the hot springs and you look up on the hill and there are waterfalls right there, right in the background of sitting in these hot bubbling springs. I mean, it was just fabulous.
It's magical. It can be very romantic, or it could just be a great time with friends. We had a great conversation with some of the locals that were there as well. So it's a big family kind of atmosphere, or like I said, if you want to bring your better half and do something and have something, you might want to do that a little later in the evening. It gets a little more spicy after sunset. But we were there, you know, in the afternoon after a day of diving. But it is something you have to check off the list when you come to Dominica. And you kind of have to ask them, you know, tell the dive operators, like, hey, I heard about these hot springs that you can go to in the afternoon or evening or something. And you ask them, like, oh, yeah, of course, we go up there all the time. And you know, they'll take you up there and you can get up there pretty easily.
Those are the cool places that you really have to ask where they are, because they are a little secluded and they're wonderful that way. I mean, you do not have the huge crowds there. It's really it's a private excursion, and what an adventure.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's one of these things where, once again, you got to kind of ask about a little bit. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like roughing it by any stretch of the imagination. It is something that everybody on Dominica knows about, but it is something you know, they don't necessarily put it up in front of your face and say, hey, you know, we are going to run a tour up there, because it is kind of a thing that the locals do as well. It's not just a touristy kind of thing. So they got like three or four of these hot spring facilities, or like, I don't know, spas in the rainforest almost is the way to describe it. One is Tequin Glow Show. I think I said it right. Little corner of hot water. Another one's Tia's. They used to have a place called Screws before the Maria, Hurricane Maria. But now they're rebuilding that one. But there's like three or four of them. So it's a pretty amazing place and something that it was nice to take the crew to unwind. Yeah, you never spent a surface interval like that, Jerry the Diver Guy, have you?
No. That's the greatest. Bring your best half. I wish I'd have brought my best half.
Well, you did. You brought your caboolies. That was your better half, right?
Well, yeah, but the other best half.
Okay, all right. He has a few. You know, he mixes it up there a little bit. But, yeah, you know, you can have a cocktail, whatever. You know, they have a little bar in the bush. You know, we had some bush rum, which is Dominican, kind of like rum moonshine type stuff. But it's one of those things you got to mark off the list if you're so inclined to do that kind of thing. Now, the other thing we did on top of the diving, which we're going to get to in just a bit, was the different flavors of Dominica. Now, I took the crew around today. They had their first roti. Did you like your roti there, Kristen?
I loved it. It was really good.
Yeah. Roti, R-O-T-I. That is another thing you have to mark off. The foodie list. Kind of like a Caribbean burrito kind of thing. That's the best way to describe it. But it is something that is truly tasty. A great little snack to grab on the go in between dives or, you know, to the places like we did. We got a lot more to cover from Dominica Dive Fest 25th year anniversary right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.